The financial court in Accra has remanded Alfred Abosi-Wayome and two others in custody when they appeared before it in connection with the 51 million Cedi judgment debt saga. Etuwa Chief State Attorney Nikko Itete and the legal officer of the Finance Ministry, Paul Asiminu, a fourth person, Gift Itete, wife of the Chief State Attorney, was also in the court, was released on bail because she is a nursing mother. Here is a report by Beatrice Opong.
With the exception of Giftine Kwetete, who has been granted bail because she is a nursing mother, the other three, including Mr. Wayome, have been remanded into custody. The arrest followed the Iyoko report indicting them for their roles in the payment of the controversial judgment debt. The report stated that Mr. Wayome did not have any contract with the government and therefore did not deserve to be paid the colossal amount. In 2009, Mr. Wayome filed a writ at the High Court claiming he was owed 41 million Ghana cedis and an interest of 10 million Ghana cedis after making false representation to the then Attorney General Bertimold Idrisu, stating that he had been contracted by the government to rehabilitate two stadia. Mr. Asiminu has been accused of abetting Mr. Wayome to defraud the state. Investigation showed that Mr. Asiminu wrote opinions, quoted figures, and also sent information which created conditions for Mr. Wayome to be paid. The Chief State Attorney, Samuel Nekwetete, is also facing two counts of conspiracy to defraud the state and allowing himself to be corrupted. According to the facts presented in court, Mr. Nekwetete, who was then in charge of the Wayome case, drafted the letters to the then Minister of Finance concerning the payment and also refused to appear in court to defend the case. An amount of 400,000 Ghana cedis was subsequently transferred by Mr. Wayome to Mr. Nekwetete's wife Gifty's account. Defense counsel said the facts presented in court were incorrect. According to the defense, the monies were paid as a result of a judgment from a competent court of jurisdiction. They claim also that the facts are grossly at variance with what actually happened. The case has been adjourned to the 13th of this month.
Beatrice Opon's report.